It's Tuesday, January 14th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Republican senators say Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't have enough votes to dismiss the House's articles of impeachment against Trump. Meanwhile, with weeks to go until the Iowa caucuses, the Warren campaign helps the corporate media's attempt to divide progressives. And lastly, a new study finds the world's oceans are heating at the same rate as if five Hiroshima atomic bombs were dropped into the water every second.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Senate Republicans signaled Monday that they would reject the idea of simply voting to dismiss the articles of impeachment against Donald Trump as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi prepares to send the charges to the chamber for the historic trial. Trump suggested over the weekend he might prefer simply dismissing the charges rather than giving legitimacy to charges from the House, a suggestion that has support from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. However, dismissing the House's articles of impeachment would require 51 votes. Paul Blunt, the number four Senate Republican, told reporters after a closed-door leadership meeting that there was little interest in the motion to dismiss, adding, quote, certainly there aren't 51 votes, unquote. Because no Democrats would support the effort, McConnell can only afford to lose two GOP senators and still successfully dismiss the articles. Multiple Republicans, including Susan Collins and Rob Portman, have indicated they would oppose a motion to dismiss, arguing that both Trump's legal team and House impeachment managers should be able to make their case. With weeks to go until the Iowa caucuses, Elizabeth Warren is claiming that during a private 2018 conversation with Bernie Sanders, Sanders, quote, disagreed with her that a woman candidate could beat Donald Trump in the 2020 general election. A difference of opinion Warren characterized as having something to do with, quote, punditry. The accusation was first made by anonymous sources, quote, familiar with the meeting, in a report earlier Monday by CNN, a piece of journalism pilloried by critics as an irresponsible hit job. In response to the claims in the story, Sanders said it was, quote, ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman couldn't win, unquote. The emerging unified message from the Sanders campaign was a call to, quote, stay focused on the issues that matter and keep an eye on the prize of winning the primary. Meanwhile, CommonDreams.org notes progressives are warning that a distracting and drawn-out drama between Warren and Sanders at this point in the primary is a lose-lose for the progressive movement overall, and that only corporate Democrats and Republicans will benefit from a division between the two most left-leaning candidates.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
CNN reports that the world's oceans are now heating at the same rate as if five Hiroshima atomic bombs were dropped into the water every second. An international team of 14 scientists examined data going back to the 1950s, looking at temperatures from the ocean's surface to 2,000 meters deep. The study, which was published in the journal Advances in Atmospheric Science, also showed that the oceans are warming at an increasing speed. While the past decade has been the warmest on record for global ocean temperatures, the hottest 5 years ever recorded all came in the last five. The study shows that while oceans warmed steadily between 1955 and 1986, warming has accelerated rapidly in the last few decades. Between 1987 and 2019, ocean warming was 450% greater than during the earlier time period.
Quicker Quickie.
A lawsuit filed Monday against Donald Trump's loosening of regulations and pork inspection plants aims to stop the rules from taking effect to protect consumers from illness and death. According to a press release from Food and Water Watch, the Center for Food Safety, the new USDA rules are, quote, a draconian reversal to the swine slaughter inspection system that has existed in the United States since 1906, unquote. The Trump administration is planning to divert an additional $7.2 billion in Pentagon funding to go toward the construction of the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, The Washington Post reports. The figure is five times the amount Congress authorized him to spend on the project in 2020, according to internal planning figures reviewed by the Post. The New York Times reports that the federal budget deficit surpassed $1 trillion in 2019 as tax cuts and spending increases continued to force heavy government borrowing amid a record-long economic expansion. And lastly, Rudy Giuliani is begging Donald Trump to make him part of the team of lawyers who will argue the case against his removal from office on the Senate floor, CNN reports. Giuliani is reportedly arguing that he knows the case against the president, quote, inside out.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today, live at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.